Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Black History Month, Exemplars of Community Service in Newton, by Bruce Henderson. This month, Fig City News profiles two particularly generous members of our community, Josephine McNeil and Lionel Porter, in celebration of Black History Month. Josephine McNeil is the founder and executive director of the Citizens for Affordable Housing in Newton Development Organization, also known as CANDO, a community-based nonprofit housing development organization with a mission to create and manage affordable housing in the city of Newton. Until last year, she was an active member of the Newton Fair Housing Committee and the Newton Housing Partnership before they merged into the Newton Fair and Affordable Housing Partnership. She also co-chairs UCHAN and is on the Mission and Social Commission of the Elliott Church of Newton. When one thinks about housing, and in particular affordable housing, you cannot not think of Josephine McNeil, said State Representative Amy Ma Sangiolo. Sangiolo nominated McNeil for the MA Black Excellence on the Hill Award, sponsored by the Black and Latino Caucus of the MA Legislature. The award celebrates and recognizes the outstanding and transformational work of Black leaders throughout Massachusetts who move the needle forward in cities and towns across the Commonwealth. McNeil will receive the award in a ceremony at the State House on Friday, February 27th. When asked what motivated her commitment to housing, McNeil told Fig City News, "After leaving my position as a clerk at the Massachusetts Appeal Court, I was hired as an associate at the Boston law firm of Brown, Rudnick & Gesmer, assigned to the real estate group. The group included several attorneys who served as pro bono counsel for a group of residents who were negotiating with a developer seeking to purchase the subsidized project in which they resided. I was impressed by the commitment of these residents to have a role in influencing their housing situation. They used those negotiations to position themselves so they could have a role in managing the property and ultimately be a part of the ownership structure. That experience representing the residents made me aware of the potential for residents to improve their housing situation. That experience and my volunteer work in Newton with nonprofit housing organizations placed me in the position to be appointed one of the founding members of CANDO and ultimately its executive director." When asked how she became involved to work in this field in Newton, McNeil replied, "When I was working on the matter above, I was invited to serve on the board of two nonprofit housing organizations, the Newton Community Development Foundation, also known as NCDF, supported in part by federal community development block grant funding to create housing for low-middle-income Newton residents, and the HOME program, created by the federal government in the early 90s to create affordable housing. In order to receive the funds, Newton had to create a nonprofit organization to manage the funds and create housing opportunities. So the city approached NCDF to identify individuals to serve on a 5-person board, 1/3 of whom had to qualify as low income, meaning less than 80% of the area median income. I and two other board members joined two NCDF tenants to create the board. I remain committed to serving low-income Newton residents with a focus on providing services to enable them to stabilize their housing situations." McNeil has received an honorary doctorate from William James College and Eastern Bank's Statewide Community Advocacy Award. In addition to her work for affordable housing, McNeil also promotes other services to support underserved people. Through CANDO, she arranges each year for a group of IRS-certified volunteer income tax assistance program volunteers in Newton to provide free tax filing assistance to low-income families and individuals, in part to help them claim their low-income tax credits. Every year, Lionel Porter hosts a Black History Lecture Series to inform and to celebrate Black History Month at Cabot Park Village, where he is a resident. Porter grew up in Mississippi. Prior to his retirement, he served as legal redress chair for the South Middlesex branch of the Boston NAACP and worked as a mediator in employee discrimination cases in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. He developed a dispute resolution system for the Connecticut Commission Human Rights and Opportunities to help improve the investigative processes and address the backlog of discrimination complaints. Realizing a lack of programming featuring Black Americans, Porter began a Black History Lecture Series designed to examine every facet of the Black experience in this experiment with democracy. Porter explained to Fig City News. At the outset, I was the sole presenter, focusing on African-American literature. However, observing that the protest literature of early Black writers took place within a large social, economic, and political demographic, I began an in-depth study of the history of Black Americans. Later, to enrich the programmatic options, I sought out professionals from various venues, academia, the legal profession, and public service. Since at least 2023, Porter has hosted the Black History Lecture Series featuring noted professors, attorneys, historians, political leaders, artists, authors, entrepreneurs, and nonprofit leaders. These have included professors John Stauffer, Danielle Allen, Cornell William Brooks, Terrence Johnson, and Randall Kennedy from Harvard, Renee Landers from Suffolk University Law, Revidoctor Shively, T.J. Smith from Boston University, Alex Bresash from Worcester State University, Andrew Leong from UMass Boston, Susanna Heschel from Dartmouth College, and Lena Zuckerwise from Simmons University. Attorneys have included Anna Munoz, Jack Drury, and David Abramowitz, as well as U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins, Mass. Attorney General Andrea Campbell, Ivan Espinoza Madrigal from Lawyers for Civil Rights, and Angela Clark, Chief of Organizational Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and Jamie Hogue, Senior Counselor from the Mass. Office of Attorney General. Historians Cynthia Cowan and Joel McCall have also participated. Political leaders have included Tanisha Sullivan, President of NAACP's New England Area Conference, Sanofi's Head of External Engagement, Health Equity Strategy, and MA Governmental Affairs, and former candidate for Mass. Secretary of State, Reverend Eugene Rivers from the Seymour Institute, State Representatives Bud L. Williams and Amy Ma Sanjolo, Rahsaan Hall from the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, and Newton City Councilor Tarek Lucas. Artists and authors have included jazz and blues singer Tony Lynn Washington and author and motivational speaker George Mumford. Entrepreneurs have included Angela Pitter from Live Wire Collaborative and Dr. Dwayne Thomas from Sports Genius. Nonprofit leaders have included Audrey Morrissey from My Life, My Choice and Paris Alston, GBH News host. The lecture series is free and open to the public and has been well received by the Cabot community and by neighbors and colleagues. Upcoming events in the series include Allison Pagliaro, Education Director of Historic Newton, originally scheduled for February 23rd but postponed, Sharon Stout, President of MA Electors and Chair of the Newton Democratic City Committee and Emerge MA, on February 27th at 3 p.m., and SJC Chief Justice Kimberly Budd on March 4th at 1 p.m. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.